This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. Today is Veterans Day, a time the nation pauses to recognize the millions of men and women who serve in this country's armed services. Traditionally, many of these veterans participated in organizations like the VFW and American Legion. But over the last two decades, membership in these groups has declined. In response, many veterans' posts are working to change their image to appeal to younger service members. I'm joined now by two reporters who examine the state of veterans groups across the country. It's part of the American Homefront Project, a collaborative effort by WUNC and public radio stations in Seattle and Southern California. Patricia Murphy is military affairs reporter with KUOW in Seattle. Patricia Murphy, welcome back. Good to talk with you.
Hi, thanks.
Jay Price is with us, military reporter for WUNC. Hello, Jay.
Glad to be here, as always.
Jay, we mentioned how traditional veterans groups are on the decline. How has participation declined?
Sharply. They've lost more than a million members between the two of them, the two largest veterans groups, which are the American Legion and the Veterans of Foreign Wars. And they've lost thousands, literally thousands of posts. And these are posts that are, you know, essentially stitched into the fabric of their communities. They're very picture of Norman Rockwell America, you know, waving flags. They march in parades. They give scholarships. They have patriotic essay contests. They help other veterans out who are down and out. And they do that kind of thing quietly. They train veteran service officers to help veterans get their benefits. And, you know, in many communities now, they're gone.
What's happening?
Well, they have they're losing members, of course. The older veterans, many of the World War II veterans are already gone. I think a lot of people think that that's what's happening, is the World War II generation is dying off. But it's past that. It's the Korean vets and the Vietnam vets who now dominate the membership, who are aging out, you know, no longer able to participate or dying. And they're not replacing them at the same rate. The two wars in recent years, they have been grinding on and on and on and minting young veterans at a rapid pace. The military is being shrunk right now. They're doing a big drawdown. So a lot of new veterans, but they aren't joining. And there's a lot of worry about that.
Well, you talked to one veteran in an American Legion post in High Point about the need for new members. Let's listen.
We need the younger blood to carry on the fight. Because, now I tell them, the American Legion is the one that got you the right to go to a VA to get benefits.
Fred Iano?
Yep, the post commander at Post 87 in High Point. Very traditional post. They've got a bar, as you heard, and Fred's 68 years old. Very lively, and the crowd was lively, despite the fact that many of them were headed for their eighth decade. But he had a good point. One of the things that's at risk here is the political clout. It doesn't seem to have waned at this point, but these groups have shrunk substantially, and they have big wings in Washington that have been extraordinarily effective at kind of bringing benefits for veterans out of the federal government. I mean, if you think about the GI Bill and what that did for veterans and for American prosperity after World War II, huge things for the country, and the VA itself, the nation's largest healthcare system, which is a huge benefit. These organizations win benefits like that all the time. They have a long list of accomplishments in D.C.
Well, Patricia, there is a stereotype, I think, in these veterans organizations, VFW, American Legion, kind of smoke-filled canteens. You know, there's tends to be a bar attached, at least in the public image. Can you tell us more about how and whether image is playing a part in all this?
Well, I definitely think that the perception of those smoky bar, brick and mortar type facilities is prevalent in the younger veteran community. This is a generation of people who grew up with many more choices than their parents' generation. They are used to a tailored experience, no matter what it is, whether it's their cell phone or their veterans groups. And that's playing out. They are not looking to the VFW and the American Legion the way they were. They're looking for something, depending on where they are in their transition and their post-service life, right? Maybe they're looking for a job. Well, they may align themselves with an organization like Hire America's Heroes, who can give them some advice about how to get a job, or they can you know, hang out with other veterans who are also looking for work, or maybe they're interested in a in some sort of service, and then maybe they can join something like Team Rubicon, who does who helps fight fires in Washington State or goes where the need is. Depending on what they want out of their post-service life, they are seeking that rather than that umbrella organization like the VFW or the American Legion. And that's not to say that they don't, you know, hat tip to those organizations. They realize how important they are. It's just not speaking to them the way it spoke to their parents.
Are the those organizations, VFW and the American Legion, making adjustments? Are they recognizing this and again, adjusting to that environment? Patricia?
I feel, here in Washington State, it runs the gamut. I think that the American Legion in very small communities, we have an island community up in the San Juans where the American Legion post is a very important part of that community because it's so small. They can offer their older veterans, their local veterans, a more tailored experience because it's a small island community. But there are also posts in more rural parts of this state that are not doing well, are not doing anything to try to capture new members. And then we have a post in Renton, which is situated right across the street from the Microsoft campus. That post is very, very active, not only in courting those Microsoft veterans, but staying very relevant to what's happening today. Well, that's important to them.
Relevant how? What kind of adjustments are they making?
Well, they have Taco Tuesdays right now. This is a funny thing that they do there. They have Taco Tuesdays where you come in and you get like $2 tacos or something like that, right? It draws in a Microsoft crowd. And while you're there getting your Taco Tuesdays, you're invited to play this little gambling game that they do there, and you can win a pot of money at the end of the week. These are things that they are trying to do. You know, like it's not your old meat raffle, right, that you can see on Friday nights at some of the VFW halls. They're trying to draw in these. They have a pool table. They have lunch offerings. You know, they bring in a lot of Microsoft younger veterans.
Well, and I'm also hearing some very non-traditional things you might not expect from a VFW post or American Legion, things like farming programs and even yoga. Am I right?
Yes, we have a group here in Washington State called Growing Veterans, and their whole thing is they share farmland around Puget Sound and bring in volunteers and teach them how to farm. And for this group, this very kinetic environment, this growing of plants and harvesting is extraordinarily healing for the people who volunteer with this group. And it's such a contrast to their war experience often that can be profound to at least a few of the veterans I spoke with. It was a very profound change for them and really helped them in their post-service life. And they consider it to be an act of patriotism.
Well, let's talk more about that, Jay, though, but the fact of your active service duty. I mean, we can talk about wanting other kinds of experiences once you're out, looking to get into farming, looking to get into volunteering. Other agencies and groups can do that. But then there is the idea of talking about your experience with people, the only other people who will understand what you're talking about. What about the social component, about being able to bond with and socialize with people who shared some aspect of your experience?
I mean, that's absolutely important. I mean, these things have been social organizations, social fraternal organizations, and now I heard somebody say sisterhood organization the other night. They were trying to woo more female veterans into this particular post. And this is where the bar complication comes in. The alcohol situation is just a really difficult topic for the leaders of these organizations to wrestle with. They want to get away from that stereotype, but it also is an important social component of many of the posts. And, you know, one of the state commanders told me here that he knows people who probably would have committed suicide if they didn't have that outlet to go and bond with people like them.
Well, you also talked with the veterans groups at High Point and Southport, North Carolina. The post commander in Southport explained how they're trying to take a different approach. Let's listen.
It's said that many American Legion posts have canteens or bars, and some bars have American Legion posts. Our post has neither. We don't have a canteen. We meet at the community center, and it gets us the demographic that we're looking for of energetic people that are here to serve.
That's Richard Sessa, post commander of the Legion Post 543 in Southport. So, I mean, it's one thing to sort of address this image, but then again, to what degree is social media playing a part and taking the role of some of that socialization that maybe those places on the planet used to do, Jay?
Well, Sessa and Post 543 have been extraordinarily successful. They've grown to 150 members from their start. They're a rare thing, a new post, and they're only 3 years old. But the digital side of things, and this speaks to what may be at the root or part of the root of the problem. I don't think we'll know for 20 years whether the freshly minted vets are going to be joiners. But there may be a generational divide like the ones that people thought existed after the Vietnam War. Well, as it turned out, they were joiners. But things may be different this time. The Legion and the VFW have not been quick to respond to the shift to an all-digital world. If you look at their website, sometimes they don't have them. Many posts don't have them, or they're not updated if they do have them. Even state posts might be a year behind. That's one problem, and one thing that they think, that the leaders of the organizations think is keeping the younger veterans from joining. Another is simply that the war is different this time. This is a theory. They don't have data on this. But the wars have been different. There have been multiple deployments, and some of these folks have been gone for years, and they want to spend time with their families. They don't want to go out with the boys.
Jay Price is military reporter for WUNC. Patricia Murphy is military affairs reporter for KUOW in Seattle. Thank you both for being on the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
They are reporting as part of the American Homefront Project, a collaborative effort by WUNC and public radio stations in Seattle and Southern California. And, of course, we've got details at our website, stateofthings.org. Coming up on The State of Things, the music of the Von Trapps. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.
Now that the winter